Hi, everyone. So I'm not feeling great, so here's my offering to you because I wanted to be together and I'm not seriously ill, but I'm going to end early today. We'll just share a meditation. Can you hear me? Yes, you can. And next session, I'm inviting you all for free for the last session before the new year. You'll all receive a link. And if you feel shortchanged today, because it probably won't be as full, and you want another free link for another session because you can't make it next time, then that's fine. Just write to me, okay? But I just wanted to just hang out for a bit, so. We'll probably go for 45 minutes or an hour. So be comfortable. Welcome to newcomers, because I think there are a few of you here who maybe are here for the first time, so it's a funny first time, and hopefully you'll come back for another first time. But welcome, everyone, welcome. Everything welcome. Hopefully, it's quiet where you are and quiet enough, silent enough, and you can wrap yourself in that silence, in the knowledge that somehow we're sharing silence. Silence is our shrine. And it's a blanket. It's a kind silence. And then there's absolutely nothing to do. Except maybe just little micro offerings of the body when you feel a sense of tension or holding, maybe just gently offering that to the silence. Like a gift. And especially offering your heart, placing your heart in the heart of silence. Imagine all of us placing our hearts in the hearts of silence. Or feeling that your heart is in the heart of silence alongside all of our hearts. And letting your body, your animal body, if it's needing to adjust or make little movements, micro movements, just allowing the body, the wilderness of this body, reconnecting with the wilderness of the silence. Wilderness is, in this case, indicates unconditional quality. The body being a body, first and foremost, living, alive, moment by moment. Especially if we are too lazy to remember what a body is or think about what a body is. Then it's just this wild life, letting this body of yours whatever do whatever it wants. To connect with life. In this moment, in this moment of silence, and also in this moment of quiet. Returning the body. To the silence. Silence is very welcoming of the body, so really feel free to breathe and to rest. The weight of the body can rest expansively, generously. Feel the root of your body, of your pelvis can really. Relax. Literally feeling your sits bones widening. As they connect with the earth, it's a sensual reunion. Perhaps, I hope. And the breath, you know, she likes to, it likes to make sounds. When it's given permission to just be a bit more relaxed, a bit more free.
Adding the layers. Begin to surface like little creatures that are peeking out of hiding anywhere in the throat, in my case, because there's a little bit of a layering going on, allowing maybe in the shoulders, the eyeballs, the lower back. Right inside the hips. Doesn't really matter. You don't have to itemize it. Just let this body come to life, and you don't have to get busy with any of it. It's all taken care of moment by moment. Remind yourself that the support of the cushion or the whatever it is, the chair. In this moment, it's a living sensation. Again, you don't need to go. Think about it, but just trusting the support. Trusting the connection of your body with the surrounding space. Touch of the air. It's very alive, isn't it? And maybe there's tension and unpleasantness, thinkingness, that kind of thing. And so be it. That's the offering to the altar. Whatever is here, so be it. It is. Not knowing. Permission, giving yourself permission. Not to know. And perhaps that reveals something that is known. This simple being I am. So it's not knowing and knowing. Breathing, hearing, touch of air on the skin. Thoughts, maybe feelings, maybe even residual, unpleasant or difficult feelings, but here. In this shrine, we welcome them directly as ripples we don't really mind we're not wanting to get busy with any of that right now. And again, letting the body do what it needs to do. If in my case, the head needs to move, my head needs to move a little bit. As if it was rippling with the silence all around, immersing itself, the neck, the shoulders, the eyeballs, the forehead, the jaw. That's me, but trust your own. Body intelligence, what it might like, how it might like to plug back into the totality. And let's not override the darker, denser layers. Really allowing those, placing those on the altar. And to begin with, it is like a doing. It's like we've entered the shrine and we're attending to our bodies and minds and saying, yes, I welcome you, I welcome you. It's a sort of activity in the beginning of meditation. A yes saying. And it's not a yes saying only to the body and the mind, it's a yes saying to God, saying yes to, or if we don't like that word, whatever we like to name this consciousness, self, awareness. It's saying, yes, thy will be done. Yes. Yes. It's like we are orientating ourselves to that which means the most to us. That reorientating is the yes saying. Yes, take me. If we are speaking from the point of view of the body and mind, take me back. If we're speaking from the point of view of the wave to the ocean, I give myself to you. And we can feel, we're allowed, I think I'm allowed, so I imagine you're allowed through some kind of grace to feel or remember, I don't know which one it is, to recognize something so dear, so mysterious. So open. Right in our very center, we recognize this openness. To which we are surrendering our experience. Sometimes, at least sometimes, right? Maybe not all the time. Doesn't matter. What matters is that we came here together. Sometimes maybe we can feel the silence like a vibration, as if it was, if it had a sound. And it does, and maybe you can feel it. And maybe your body can let lose its physicality, its sort of solidity a little bit. And perhaps you can feel your body in this moment more like a sort of cloud. Of energy and sensations. That can spread out or expand out into the openness all around. But don't do it. Just listen to the words. And the words, the voice, the vibration of my voice may ignite something or not. And if it's one or the other, it makes no difference. Because we're already in the yes. But if it feels vibrating, if it's vibrating the space all around in your body, and trust it, let it do its thing. Let your body really go. Feel that you don't live in your body at the moment. Your body and the openness, and you are sort of all mysteriously one and vibrating. At the same time, your physical body might be very present still. It's all, it's so not rational. All is possible in the shrine. Feel your breath is very what? Very special. The coming and the going of your breath. See if you can purify your breath. I don't really like that word, except I'm using it in a non-religious puritanical way. What I mean by that is see if you can feel your breath without really knowing anything about breathing, not knowing where the breath originates. Or where the breath goes. And instead of feeling that you are the breather, maybe feeling just breathing and following the breath, so very close and intimate. Letting the breath in a way take you, and you follow it like a surfer on her wave. The in-breath, the pause, the out-breath, the pause. In your own, or in its own rhythm. The in-breath is not a pull, the out-breath is not a push. So very delicate. And mysterious. And maybe we now lengthen the breath a little bit. So we are taking charge of the breath, but retaining that quality of effortlessness. If you know Ujjayi breath, you can apply Ujjayi breath, the filter at the back of the throat. And then you lengthen the inhale, long inhale, maybe from the root of the body. The pause and then long, smooth, even out breath from the top, maybe of the head or the throat, down through the central channel in your own rhythm. And the pause. Long inhale. Long exhale, very sensual. Feel the whole the channel in the center of your body. It's like an open tube in which the breath can flow in and out. Nobody doing it, even though we are taking charge, still feel this quality of effortlessness. Smooth, even from beginning to the end. Welcome whatever layers surface with this breath, even if. Or especially if there's difficulty, it's It's the gift of the breath. It's excavating some difficulty. Let these layers surface. They're little creatures that want to return home. Just let them be. Yes, after the next exhale, just letting the breath be natural. Letting the weight of the body flow with gravity. And maybe letting your heart soften simply because it's recognized that here it's a gentle, kind gathering. When the heart softens and opens, all is well. But of course, we're not forcing or praying the heart open. If the heart is defended, guarded, never mind. Because it's already in the big heart, in the borderless heart. Sooner or later, it softens and relaxes. And feel that the breath, in a way, it's when we're in the shrine, the breath becomes an ambassador for this absolute openness, benevolence. And so, with the in-breath, you can bathe whatever tension or defendedness or unpleasantness or hardship. And with the out breath, you can see what happens. See what the magic is of the out breath, and again, the in breath. Feel the magic and the out breath. And I'm reminded of a meditation when I have, and maybe some of you have gone to see Amma, the beautiful hugging saint. And maybe I've shared this with you before, but there's a breath that she teaches. You do it quietly inside, in your heart. You don't say it out loud, but I'm going to say it out loud. So with the in-breath, you feel. Ma. And with the out breath, you feel. So the in-breath, we're permeating our experience with the mother, the invisible mother, the invisible heart. The out-breath, it's maybe we could say it's returning everything to the Father, Shiva, the invisible Father, Ma. With the in-breath, we feel manifestation, the body. We permeate it with her energy. And on it goes when we're praying or when we're being prayed. PRAYED or PREYED, prayed by God, that's okay. We can deal with that. Some point we don't need to do anything, or we don't want to do anything. Just abiding. That's even too much. Just resting together. Because it's Christmas season, I'm going to play a piece of music for us. So be comfortable and really feel this vibrating openness, and perhaps let the music seem to arise out of nowhere. And when you hear the music, feel that it's effortless. It's in a way, you're the openness. The hearing is the openness. It's a very unlocated hearing. But don't worry about these words. Thank you, everyone. So I said in the beginning, I don't know if some people were late, but we're going to stop here for today. But you're all invited in 2 weeks for free, and come. It will be the last session before the new year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, Ellen. I love you. I love this meditation. So makes me emotional, really. Okay,
That's nice.
ciao.
Thanks, Ellen.
I feel the same.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So
Love
sweet.
being together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. Feel better.
Well, it's not serious, but I'm just a little. All right. Well, I'll see you, I hope, in a couple weeks.
Be
Thank you,
better.
Ellen.
Bye.
Thank you.
Be well.
Bye.
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 Bye,
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 Chris.
everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Ludmila.
Bye, Ellen.